Time to drive. Hooray. Hoorah. Oh, go. All right. Just drank the last drops of energy drink that were in that can from this morning. Like a proper fiend. Tomorrow's going to be another early day. That's fine. It'll be fine. It was fine last time. Why wouldn't it be fine this time? I'm trying to get here. Okay, let's work backwards again here and think about it. Stream starts at 7. That means I shouldn't be here any later than 6:30. That is the absolute latest. Walking in at 7 when people have been working to turn on machines and get things going and just walking in, sitting down and saying, let's do it, it happens sometimes. I never feel good about it. I never feel good about that. So, say at least 6:30. We'll account for traffic and say, what if it takes an hour and a half to make the drive? Fuck. That would mean I would leave at like 5. I don't think it took an hour and a half last time, though. Okay, so if I want to walk out the door at 5 a.m., that should mean I should get up at 5:30. If I don't eat breakfast, which is probably a bad idea. I should go to the gas station tonight and buy stuff. So, for Vive reviewing purposes, Valve has set up a Steam code that, when entered, just gives you access to a collection of games. Like 25 games or something right now, I think it is. And over the weekend, they added like 6 more, and then I got an email today that said, hey, just want to let you know, about twice the number of games that you currently have access to will be available on Steam tomorrow. through this code, you know, like all of access to them, and they're like, oh. And I don't think that means we're going to play 50 things on this stream tomorrow, but because, you know, some of it's like stuff that's already been out on the Rift. Some of it is like really slight stuff that, you know, we feel okay skipping. We'll do some stuff here and there, but not. But we'll pass on a few things, because there's stuff up there that's just like, here's this, like, $2 little thing that's been around for a year that someone cranked some VR onto, and, you know, just some stuff like that that I think we'll probably take a pass on for the stream, but, but it seems like it's going to be a lot of stuff. And there's a lot of stuff that just, like, shows up on Steam. Like, if you filter Steam by supports HTC Vive, which they have a checkbox for, there's a lot of stuff in there that just has, like, standard, like, just generic 2016 release dates. And I wonder if some of that stuff is just going to suddenly appear tomorrow, which would be haunting. What was the deal with Oculus? Oculus just didn't want people saying that they had the Rift yet, I think is what it was. And that's, you know, sometimes you get into situations like that where I don't know why they would do that, but sometimes that's a situation where, like, they are not sending out a ton of these things, and they get you know, the minute someone says they have one, you know, they get a zillion phone calls from other people saying, hey, send us one of those. We know those guys have one. And sometimes they just don't want to deal with situations like that. You'll see that around a lot of big games. Less so lately with big games, because, you know, games are digital now. So the idea of like, well, we only got 20 copies. We need to send them to the top 20 places. And anyone that's not above that line's not getting one, so don't tell anybody you got it, or, you know, whatever reasoning they've come up with. You know, it's less of a deal, because they can send codes for stuff that's, you know. Oh, it does happen that sometimes companies don't have a lot of copies of a thing. That happens. Even digital codes, they just don't have a lot of codes for whatever weird reason. You'd think that would never be an issue, but it is. You know, you'd run into situations like that, like when consoles are coming out. Like, hey, we're going to give you debug hardware. Don't tell anyone you have this, ever. Because we're sending out six of them, you know, or just something like that, you know. And I don't really talk to other people at other outlets about what we have and don't have anyway, just for like, it doesn't really come up, you know. It'll come up here and there, but I don't really spend a lot of time talking to people at other publications, so it's sort of not deliberately keeping things away from people. I just don't really have a lot of conversations like that. Room scale seems like a recipe for tripping. Be careful. You get used to the cable. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. But it hasn't been. I bumped into something because I didn't clear the space properly. But we have reorganized that side of the studio to accommodate this stuff. It has been a task.
5 has a cable, yeah. I mean, they're not going to be able to,
you know, they can't transmit low latency information wirelessly with that stuff. That just doesn't...
It doesn't exist.
The headsets have cables. Unless it's a Gear VR, obviously, where it's just all the foam right there and all that stuff. Stuff that just has this, like, yeah, just the stuff that has this 2016 date. I bet some of that stuff will just flip to, hey, this is for sale now. Go. And there's some stuff I hope makes it. There's some stuff I want to play that I have not seen, that I don't know when it's coming out. Raw Data.
Someone was talking about that one. And what's the other one? Budget Cuts. Jerry from Penny Arcade was just talking about Budget Cuts, but I don't currently have access to that, and I kind of want to stick to stuff that's, like, kind of out while we're doing this stuff, so. We'll see if any of that stuff shows up. But there's some stuff that I've played that is not out yet also, stuff like Skybound, I think it's called, which is like a tabletop RTS game. Like an RTS game that kind of happens on a big tabletop that you walk around. What else? There's the Surgeon Simulator alien dissection thing.
You don't think those two will be out tomorrow? Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm hopeful. I would like to play those sooner rather than later, but yeah, I don't know when any of that stuff is actually coming out. But yeah, I have not tripped and fallen over. Anytime.
With a VR headset.
Over the year plus.
Trying these things on, doing things with them.
I'm worried about the cat at home while VR. Well, I mean, I'm sitting in a chair, you know. It's not a huge concern. Just kind of sitting there, you know, and like this big room stuff. Like I don't have the space for that at home. I can't do that. Yeah, it's one of those weird things about Steam profiles is that people can just go look and watch, like, what I've played lately. Like, oh, I guess that stuff just posts, huh? They don't seem to have created as many... Well, that stuff's in there, so maybe they're just like, whatever, but... stuff for, like, invisible games, like my Quantum Break achievements. Maybe they show up now, right? I mean, that game's out tomorrow, right? But, you know, I played that game weeks ago, and they keep all the achievements and stuff. If you're, I think it's, like, if you're looking at what I'm playing, if you're, like, online and friends or whatever thing you need to look at to see that stuff, I think you can see it there. But, like, the achievements don't post, and PlayStation has this, the equivalent with trophies, where the trophies typically don't show up publicly until, like, the Sunday before the Tuesday that a game comes out. But yeah, Valve's been pretty hands-off with stuff compared to like, a lot of other games and stuff. It's like, tomorrow is their review embargo, but I want to say we probably could have done this stream last week, actually, because we weren't technically reviewing any stuff. But I don't know, whatever. It's more fun to just do it right then. Live. Plus, it took us all this time to make sure we had enough space. And to hook up all the, like, okay, how are we going to get audio out of this stuff? Or how are we going to get the voices from the couch into the headset, into the headphones of the person on the headset? So we've got, it's a process. That stuff just got set up tonight. Standing there. It was actually really messed up because I was playing Space Pirate Trainer and the audio channels were reversed. UK has no embargo, so you get that Vive pre review by Destructoid. I mean, that's a review of a pre, which I think is a weird thing to do. I think that's how they got around that, was they just reviewed a pre. Instead of, like, adhering to whatever embargo Valve was trying to put in place. It's the only reason I can think of that you would review a pre. Not that I don't know if there's actually any real difference between them, to be honest, but whatever. So the audio channels were reversed, and so I would hold the gun out to the left and pull the trigger, and it would come out of the right headphone. And enemies shooting at me were shooting from the, you know, the wrong sides of the audio, you know, just, it was, I actually, so I, you know, I wanted to, like, they were testing out audio, so I needed to keep playing, so I just kind of trained myself to reverse it in my head of, if I hear a thing coming this way, I turn the other way, and actually got okay, had an okay run. Shoot yourself in the face in that game. It's pretty good. That little aspect of it is pretty good. I haven't had any real motion problems with any of this stuff. Like, little instances, little cases of, like, whoa, that then go away immediately. Like, the first time I launched out of the tube in Eve Valkyrie, there was, like, a moment of, like, oh, okay, oh. And then it never happened again with that game. There was something on the Oculus, it was almost like it was the storefront or something, that particles were moving sideways across the UI. Or is it the Chronos menu, maybe? I forget, but anyway. And Crystal Rift was kind of queasy, just with all its, like, notched kind of sideways movement and strafing and stuff. Like, that got a little weird. But I haven't had an issue. I don't know. I guess that's a good thing, you know? Idea that I am, like, resilient with that stuff. I used to get car sick a lot as a kid. Um, not a lot, but I remember instances of me getting car sick as a kid, I guess. I got sick on a plane once. It wasn't like my first flight or anything like that. I'd been flying for a while. But just all of a sudden, I went from totally fine to, oh my God, why am I warm? Oh my God, oh my God. And then I threw up a little bit. Like, not, you know, not projectile, not, you know, just like my mouth had some stuff in it that was... that I wish wasn't there. Grabbed a bag and handled that, and then I felt fine. It was weird. But yeah, I'm, you know, I've been fooling around with this stuff for a while, like a week. Well, less than a week, I guess. It'll be a week tomorrow, I guess. And, I've been sticking to it, like, a small handful of games, just kind of downloading stuff, just checking it out. Like, I played something for the first time today that... that really, really fucking blew me away. Like, just fucking rad. So I'm looking forward to doing more of that. Visually, it was just a cool fucking thing. And I bet it's the sort of thing that will not come across at all on the stream. But it was pretty fucking neat, so... Yeah, I'm excited, because, you know, it's like I said, some of the games that we're going to play, like, I don't think I have access to them yet, so there's this notion of, like, I might wake up tomorrow and find new games there, you know, like, oh, cool, like, so I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, there's some stuff that I just didn't even know was there, you know? Like, it's just how Steam has been, I guess. Like, I was talking to Peter Brown today. He's been going through that stuff for GameSpot. And he was like, yeah, did you try baseball? I'm like, baseball? What? I didn't get it. I didn't get baseball. And I went and looked, and sure enough, something that hit the Steam store, like, yesterday or earlier today. Like, VR Baseball, Home Run Derby. Like, oh, well, shit. All right, let's add that to the list. Check it out. I want to say there's, like, two different golf games. It's tennis. Feels a little less curated than Oculus, because that's just the nature of Steam, I guess, right? But yeah, it's going to be an early morning tomorrow, that's for sure. So I figure if I want to try to get on the road at like 5, if I play my cards right, I could just get up at 4:30, jump in the shower, throw on some clothes, eat on the way to work. Get a bar of some kind of food bar, food pellets. start tomorrow. I did it to myself. We could have started the stream at 11. I was like, hey, you know, it seems like 7 might be the soonest we can do it. Let's just do it. Let's do it at 7. Just go. Just go. I just think that's fun. I don't know. It makes me the asshole, I guess. Yes. Texas. Brad will have some podcast work to do tomorrow as well, so it's, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'll be in there, and we got Drew and Jason around. I think Matt Rory is planning on being around. Matt Rory was not around last time, he had some other stuff going on, but I think Rory will be about. So, whatever, man, just strap me into that thing for 11 hours straight, let's just fucking go. Robots until I fall the fuck over. I would like to actually try some kind of endurance challenge with one of these VR headsets and see how it works. Like, at what point do you just punch out and go, oh, ah, brain doesn't work anymore, can't do this. What's a 100-foot robot golf coming out? I imagine it's not coming out before October. Being that this is a PlayStation VR game. It's not VR only, but perhaps with PAX coming up, we can find out more from No Goblin Video Games Incorporated LLC. Extra Life VR, yeah, maybe that would be. I mean, I don't know if that would be like a fun thing for people to watch at home, depending on what game you're playing. The output is always a little iffy, right? But Oculus Quick Look soon?
No, we played all of it. We ran that stream last week, and that's it. There hasn't been anything new for those games. There haven't even really been patches for those games for most of what I've seen, so... So, no, we cover that stuff on the live stream. We'll keep looking. We'll do some stuff here and there, I'm sure. Actually, you know, some new things have shown up on the Oculus Store, but it's been, like Will Smith's show is up there, the Foo Show. That's out and available. There's some kind of underwater thing, I think, which I think there was already an underwater thing, so it's like, here's more underwater things. Gone back to any of the Oculus games since the stream finished. I talk about it on the podcast a little bit, but I keep going back to... I played a little Darknet, and I keep going back to Eve Valkyrie, but primarily because I'm curious to see if there are other humans playing it. There's been a lot of confusion out there about the shipment of Oculus Rifts to people that pre-ordered them. And so I've been kind of figuring that, like, if as people get them, more and more of them will be playing Eve Valkyrie, because that is kind of the marquee game. Found 5 other humans playing it on Sunday? At some point over the weekend. It's a 16-player game, so that means there's still a lot of bots in it, and the bots are no fun. So, when bots are in that game, it's a bad game. So, the notion that this is something that you need a $600 peripheral to play at all, and then they had trouble shipping those $600 peripherals, means that's a bad game. Games Sony will have for the PlayStation VR launch. Or if they're looking at these lineups that are coming to these other headsets and going, like, well, we probably need somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 games. Or 30 things. To kind of have a VR launch lineup. How pissed people will be the first time a VR-only thing appears as a free game for PlayStation Plus.
developers push VR DLC for existing titles.
I think no.
I really feel like bolting VR onto existing video games is kind of a bad experience. There's a way to do it, but it's not the, you know, it's not how you want to do it. So, no, I think that stuff would be, you know, you may see some games get patched to have VR support. Drive Club, for example. You know, there's like, hey, this, here we are showing this in VR. Like, oh, okay, sure, I guess. It's a driving game. There, you know, that makes sense. The cockpit experience in VR seems like an easy fit. Or a, I shouldn't say easy, I don't really know, but it seems like a natural fit. But, you know, taking a first-person shooter and making it VR is a bad experience. If your aim is always down the center of the screen and stuff like that, like, there's stuff you could do with that that's more interesting. Because, you know, then you're turning your head and, like, okay, am I turning my aim with my head? Am I turning my character with my head? Like, what am I doing here? And the right answer is, like, you know, you want to shoot guns with motion controllers. And that's not a competitive video game thing, necessarily, but handful of the small number of games I've seen where I'm shooting things with motion controllers, like a space pirate trainer, or like the Impulse Gear demo that Sony had with the rifle shell, the gun shell, or those move controllers. It becomes a very different type of game. You could certainly make it competitive, but you wouldn't make it competitive against people that were not wearing a VR headset and using the same types of controls. That's a very uneven experience at that point. I wonder if you would see cases of people going like, well, we took our game and, you know, we're not putting head tracking in it, but we're going to make it 3D in the headset. So you can at least, you know, play it that way. I wonder if that would be acceptable for, like, a first-person shooter or something, where it's like, you're still holding the gamepad and all that stuff. Like, the head tracking plus gamepad in a first-person shooter, or head tracking plus mouse and keyboard. Like, that's that stuff, like, when they, you know, you could play TF2 with an Oculus DK1 on, and you could look in one direction and fire another, and it was like the gun model wasn't meant to be seen from those angles, so it looked fucking crazy, and there was just a lot of stuff with that that just didn't make sense. It's early days, and I bet a bunch of people will try a bunch of different stuff, and, you know, like, the stuff that I'm sitting here saying seems wrong. Maybe some of that stuff will end up being totally right, depending on how you do it, right? I mean, wise man once said, who can say? A wiser man once said, go hard or go home.
I think it's about time for me to hit these up against the upside of the head with some of that West Coast gangster shit.
Oh, wait! Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Snoop Dogg Dogg.
Got the call him. Shit, I thought it was Thursday. Why you wait a week to call my phone in the first place? wasn't in a hurry. Tell me you want them tickets when it's game time. Even to call your daughter on a FaceTime. Even when we was young, I used to make time. Now we be way too busy just to make time. Even for real friends, I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Word on the streets that they ain't heard from. I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Talk down on my neck, throw dirt on them. Couldn't tell you how old your son is. I got my own junior on the way, dog. Plus, I already got one kid. Couldn't tell you much about the fam, dog. I just showed up for the games, dog. Maybe 15 minutes, took some pictures with your sister. Merry Christmas, then I finished. Then it's back to business. You wanna ask a question about some real shit? Like, I ain't got enough pressure to deal with. Please don't pressure me with that bill shit. Cause everybody got them that ain't children. Oh, you been nothing but a friend to me. Niggas thinking I'm crazy, you defending me. It's funny, I ain't spoke to niggas in centuries. To be honest, dog, I ain't feeling your energy. Why they turn your kid into an enemy? Niggas ain't been as they pretend to be. Looking for real friends. Real friends. How many of us? How many of us are real friends? To real friends, to the real end. To the wheels fall off, to the wheels don't spin. Yeah, yeah. To 3 a.m. calling. How many real friends? Just to ask you a question, just to see how you was feeling. How many? For the last, you was frontin'. I hate when a nigga text you like, what's up, fam? Hope you good. You say I'm good, I'm great. The next text they ask you for something. For your family, immediate or extended. Any argument, the media extended. I had a cousin that stole my laptop that I was fucking bitches on. Pay that nigga $250,000 just to get it from him. Real friends. Yeah. Real friends. I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Word on the streets that they ain't heard from him. I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them.
I wish this album came with patch notes. It's a little more exact about what got changed, you know? They sent me a new download link. I was surprised. Tidal sent an email going, hey, download the album. It's changed. Like, oh. That's the first email I've gotten from Tidal since I bought this fucking thing. I didn't even get one from Tidal when I bought the fucking thing.
Rock the house while the DJ's waxing. Texas,
tighten up the graphics on track 3.
Again, pretty early. I'll see you then.